This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Have you ever felt unwanted or abandoned or rejected? Now, I think that everyone remembers feeling that at some time or another in their life. Some people recover, they bounce back over those things, and others, I think the devil has used memories of rejection to keep them in a, if you like, an emotional prison. And there are people who've never felt wanted or accepted, and they go through life in that sense, and they just feel they can't measure up to other people. Now, it could be you that I'm describing just now. Perhaps it's an event recently that's happened. It's fresh in your memory. Now, I am sorry if that's how you feel. Regardless of who we are, we all deal with these issues. So it's essential, I think, that we try to make a decision about how we're going to react when something occurs that makes us feel those three words: unwanted, abandoned, and rejected. And they're awful words. Now, it's easy to feel that nobody cares about you. I mean, even the most famous people, the most popular people have had doubts about whether or not people care about them. But look, you're not alone. It was Mother Teresa who said this. This is a famous statement. We have drugs for people with diseases like leprosy. But these drugs do not treat the main problem, the disease of being unwanted. The sick and the poor suffer even more from rejection than material want. Loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty. That's what Mother Teresa said. So this feeling of being unloved, the harsh reality is that it's happened. If you've lost a job, you feel that, well, no one cares. The company that I work for, they don't really care. They just want me out. Or how about something that's even more heart-wrenching? You know, a husband or wife decides that they want a divorce. They tell you, I'm not in love with you anymore. I've found somebody else. And that is the word devastation, your own self-worth and your heart. You just feel shot down and you feel unwanted. And now another example is an adopted child. When they find out that their parents are not their blood parents, often there's a deep insecurity that comes and they just feel unwanted. Am I a mistake? Why wouldn't my real parents want me? And that feeling comes from being unwanted. They can be very hurtful, the wounds of the heart. You feel crushed, rejected. And maybe you're going through that tough time now and you feel that there's really no one to understand you. So what do you do? The truth is this, that no one is really alone. I want to say today there is a God who loves you, who is real, and he loves you more than anything else in this world. And if you're struggling through tough times, what I think you could do is bring that situation to God and to lay the burden at his feet. Let him, let God be your strength, because you were created not to be alone. The Gallup poll suggests that loneliness and feelings of being left alone affect more than a third. That's one third of the population. So try and accept yourself. This is the other thing I want to say, that God has fully accepted you. Yes, you need to accept yourself. You are made in the image of God. He doesn't make junk. The Bible says, for example, in Ephesians, God planned for us to do good things and to live as he always wanted us to live. That's Ephesians 2 verse 10. And this is sometimes the hardest step to take, being yourself, seeing yourself as God sees you, not what other people may or may not do or say. You are in Christ, therefore you should avoid the feelings of insecurity and rejection. And there's a great verse from 1 John 3 verse 1. This is from the New Testament. Think how much the Father loves you. He loves us so much that he lets us be called his children as we truly are. So God loves you to eternity and back. It was Robert Schuller who claims that you have self-esteem, you have a sense of dignity because you were made in God's image. God made me, says the catchphrase, and God don't make no junk. So remember that God doesn't love us because we're valuable. We are valuable because God loves us. So we're always worth something. God's love doesn't sort of go up and down. So if you're feeling bad about yourself, if you feel unwanted today, remember that Jesus prayed, actually on the cross when he was dying in that terrible situation. Father, he said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Forgiving others, maybe that's what you need to do today. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with feelings like depression, rejection, and they're in this dark place. Give them a glimpse, Lord, of your light and love so they can get through today intact. I ask in the healing name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.